Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah, Israel. The Palestinian Authority rejects a one-state solution for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, as was suggested by President Trump. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus will join me in just a moment with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Itamar, first give us the first reaction coming out of the Palestinians about this Trump-Netanyahu meeting.
Surprisingly, the Palestinian Authority is a little bit fearful of Trump, and this is very interesting because in the past they would criticize American leaders very, very freely. But now they realize that he might actually treat them as they should be treated. He might actually declare them a terror organization. They are a little bit hesitant to attack him verbally, as they have American policy in the past. But at the top level, they're concerned, and I think that's a good sign. It means that they recognize that Trump is not going to blindly accept all of the things that the Palestinians have done in the past, like previous presidents have done. And this might be a sign that there might be some change down the line.
It seemed to me as I was watching the news conference that Donald Trump simply dismissed the idea of the only way was a two-state solution. What are your thoughts and how are the Palestinians reacting to that?
So there are many different solutions. What the Palestinians are doing is they're mocking it, saying, okay, give us a state, meaning all of Judea and Samaria would be next by Israel, and then the Palestinians believe that at some point they would become a majority and then they would take over the state of Israel and rename it Palestine. So that's the way they looked at the one statehood message.
Itamar Marcus of Palestinian Media Watch on Palestinian reaction to the Trump-Netanyahu meeting at the White House. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You know, a one-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict would actually negate a Palestinian state, which is what the Palestinian people want, and it would include Jerusalem as its capital city. The Palestinian slogan today is that we will return and we will rebuild. That was a statement found in the prophetic book of Malachi chapter 1. However, there are several problems with that theme for the Palestinians. There has never been a Palestinian state for them to rebuild, and in fact, God says that if they do build a state, their borders would be borders of wickedness. Ezekiel, the ancient Jewish prophet, said that the Palestinian people, the Edomites of biblical times, instead of rebuilding, will kill the Jews and then steal their land. That's Ezekiel chapter 35, verses 5 and 10. And the prophet Ezekiel was looking to this day when the Palestinian people would rise up against a one-state solution, actually setting the stage for Ezekiel's prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...